Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night, 9:30 Pacific time. We're here every Tuesday. Might have a little time change next week because, quite frankly, I am going to probably go watch the Lucicart Pioneers versus my Linfield Wildcats. So we might be on at a little later time next week. I know that gets the coaches excited, but we'll determine that, but only a one-week time frame. By the way, this show is all about four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening. And don't forget, if you can't listen live, if it's past your bedtime, you can always listen to the podcast of this. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and then punch in NWAC South Fast Break Show. You will get every show that we've ever done, period. Isn't that right, Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College?
That's right. Technology's great. It's amazing that all those shows are archived out there for everybody.
All right, Trevor, I'm turning the tables tonight on you guys. I know it's tough to lead off, gives everybody else a little advantage, but I'm going to start out with one question. If you want to pass on the question, I have no problem with it. But right now, if we stopped right now, who are the three most consistent players on your team? And this is not meant to slight anybody else. I think our listener asked me this question. I think it's a fair one.
The three most consistent players, you know, that's a big part of our game, especially this level, is getting guys to be consistent. And so for us, you know, I would probably start off with Jake Lucero, who just brings a hard nose, toughness, brings a lunch pail to practice every day and do a game every day. So he's very consistent as a player. Ivan Harper just does a great job for us as a defensive player. He brings consistency defensively. For us. And the third one would be someone who's just stepped up for us really this part of league in league play, and that's Mike Fesser Jr. He's been stepping up and playing well for us also and doing a consistent job of defending and he's been doing picking up a little bit of offense too. So those three guys, that was a good question to start off with.
Yeah, very good. I appreciate you answering it, Trevor, and thank you. It was a question that a listener that's a loyal listener said he's only missed one program in 2 years asked me, so I thought that was pretty special that you were able to answer it, and I appreciate it. Trevor, you come off a big win. Not many teams beat Clackamas Community College twice in the same year. It's very tough to do, but congratulations on Saturday. Now, like everything else in the NWAC South, it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, now we've switched our focus here and getting ready to head over to Umpqua, over to Roseburg tomorrow. They're a tough team, and they really kind of took it to us at our place in the first round. So, I think our guys are going to be ready for that simple fact that, they can't really came out hard at us at our place. And, so I think we're ready for that. We'll see tomorrow, but I liked our attitude and our work the past couple days and in preparation and our mindset of, okay, let's get that one back that we lost on our home court a few weeks ago.
You know, I was talking to the great Dale Scott, maybe the best major league umpire there is today, and he's from Oregon. Good friend of mine today, Trevor. We were talking about in all sports when teams play twice in a year and it's only twice it's very tough to sweep that series, and I think it's so true in every sport.
Yeah, that's always hard, and you know, there's just in our conference, you know, we've talked about this before, but everybody's tough, and you know, those teams that are going to finish in the top four, they're going to have some sweeps, and you got to find some somewhere. You know, it's the ones on the road are usually a little bit tougher, so you just got to find the way to do it. You know, playing on the road, it usually comes down to, you know, hey, can you get some stops and can you take care of the basketball and not turn it over? That's a key thing on the road, and that's something we've been focusing on the past couple of days.
Trevor, you know, besides, I was just going to ask you a little bit more about playing on the road, and you got a big game tomorrow night on the road. Is it important to block out that crowd, and do you think most people that are talented athletes, and there are so many in the NWAC, can block out the home crowd, or is it just the opposite? It's there, and you got to deal with it.
You know, Guy, everybody's different. I think some guys can almost feed off it, but for most guys, I think it's, hey, just go out and play and don't worry about that stuff and let the game come to you and you know, just go play. We talk about that a lot. Just go play and don't be concerned about the other things, the environment, the crowd, the temperature, whatever it is in the gym, and just go play. But you know, there's a few guys that, once again, like they can almost feed off a crowd and you know, being on the road, they can feed off the crowd being on them. But those are some of the special ones, I think, that are able to feed off it. Most guys, we, you know, are just kind of are there and play and, you know, don't really worry about it too much.
Trevor, it's that time of year. I ask this question every time of year because I'm on programmed, but in closing, you know, I think that this just doesn't get talked about enough, and I'm sure it does with coaches and players, but by everybody else. But are you happy with your free throw shooting this year?
Yeah, we really are. I think we're a pretty good free throw shooting team. We have maybe one or two guys that aren't the best, but I think we're up there pretty high. You know, we spend a lot of time shooting free throws. It's something we think is important, and we do some different things with that to work on it. But this time of year, we're shooting even more free throws than at the beginning of the year.
Very good. Hey, Trevor, thanks for leading us off. It's always tough in that leadoff spot because I know we don't discuss the questions in advance, and I think that makes for a better program. So have a great game tomorrow night at Umpqua.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Chavka, the boss at Lane Community College on the men's side. And, Bruce, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm the boss on both sides, brother. Come on, let's be serious now. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you could take credit for that 22-game winning streak right on that women's side.
It's all me, man. It's all me. That's what we're doing. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I know Coach Healy's an avid listener to this program, so we might as well keep
going. I bet
he
is. I bet he is an avid listener of this program. What's going on, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Big TV matchups. Those are going to be a great doubleheader at Clackamas. But before that, our listener had a loyal listener, and I know he is, had a great question. You can pass on it, Bruce, or if you want to go for it, who are your most three consistent players right now if you stop the season?
You know, I'm going to change your question and go, if I can, I'm going to go with the three most consistent workers. I think we have a John Adsett who's 23 years old. He was He went out of high school to firefighting school and became a firefighter paramedic and absolutely couldn't hang with the paramedic side. He said it just didn't appeal to him and he didn't enjoy it, but he fights forest fires in the summertime, and he's by far our hardest worker. I mean, he's a grinder. If there ever is a term for, or ever is a photo guy, you know, that would be him. He's really good with that, hard worker, big routine guy. And then we have Usama Said, who's also a hard worker and really rebounds and practices really well. And then Deuce Namazi, kid from Utah that we have on our team. He's just the energizer bunny and goes and goes and goes. So those three guys consistently bring it every day in practice and then bring it for our game. So three good guys to have. They're all sophomores. Going to miss them like heck next year. But, you know, looking forward to finishing strong with them and continue our journey here. So,
yeah, Bruce, speaking of finishing strong, it is crunch time. 3 weeks left, big-time games, playoff positions on the line. How do you feel about the future here?
You know, I feel a lot better today than I did Saturday. We didn't play very well on Saturday. We didn't have a very good team effort, so we practiced Sunday. We usually try to take Sundays off during league, but we practiced Sunday and Monday and then tonight, and we're just going to keep trying to grind it out all week. We have a bye tomorrow, and but I'm feeling better with our attitude, our effort, and you know, being more focused and in tune of what we're trying to do. I wouldn't say we were cocky or overlooked Clark at all, but, you know, I think we had some success there in league. I think we won five or six games in a row, and then, you know, we just didn't bring it at our place on Saturday. But feeling better now, you know, we got some good practices going, and it's a lot of individual team meetings with guys, and two or three film sessions. We really tried to grind it these first 3 days of this week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and hopefully can continue with that and get our ship pointed in the right direction. And I'm excited for the second half of the league to keep going and see what happens. It's a good challenge for us, and I think we're going to be up for it.
Bruce, I'm not going to ask you the same question that was asked at the Super Bowl today by someone that I'm not quite sure if they were all there when they asked Coach Rivera if he was happy that his team had a bye last weekend. And so anyway,
there's times I know on this coaching show that we're not happy with you with the questions you ask us. So, the same thing. So,
you know what?
But you know.
You know what that does? You know what that means? I'm going to keep asking them because.
You're
going to
keep asking us. Of course
tough.
You are. Yeah, yeah. Well, when we hang up, you and I here, I want you to make sure and wish me good luck when we play the bye team tomorrow. So, you know, that's good stuff. We got playing the bye team at our place.
I will do that for sure. Brand new member of the NWAC.
Yeah, exactly.
On a serious note, it will be a tough game for you Saturday. Clackamas is a very good team year in and year out, and they're really tough at home, and except they lack some coaching, but other than that, they're fine.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, I know they got the best-dressed assistant coach in the NWAC, that's for sure. He puts a lot of time and effort into what he wears, and he's always looking pretty dapper. I don't know if Coach Wagner gives him a clothing allowance or what it is, but, boy, he dresses well.
Yeah, and Bruce, is there something special about playing Clackamas with their culture and history?
Nah, they're like every other team in our southern region. They're well prepared. I think every team. The thing I think that makes our southern region so good and competitive is that all the coaches are damn good coaches, darn good people, and they put a lot of time and effort in preparing their team. So, you know, I mean, I respect what Clackamas does, but I respect every team in our conference. And you know, we respect every single one of them, but we don't fear any of them. So, you know, we're going to prepare night in and night out and try to do our best because we know, you know, everybody in the southern region is going to do that. So it's a fun challenge. It's, you know, playing and coaching against and preparing against good people. So that's what, you know, you got to be on your toes and you got to make sure no stone goes unturned. And it's a fun experience. It really is year in and year out.
Don't forget, Bruce, I'll see you on Saturday. And don't forget, it's a TV game. So I know that somewhere in those trunks you've got sitting around the house, there's a tie.
I know that that TV thing puts about 15 pounds on you, so I'm in trouble. Jeez, good stuff.
I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and thanks for doing a great job tonight, and your sense of humor is priceless.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it. Thanks.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chofka, the head men's coach at Lake Community College. Now let's swing up to Portland, Oregon. Dr. Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College, a person I've known for a long, long time and always have enjoyed talking basketball, life, and everything else with. Tony, if the season stopped right now, you can take a shot at this question. If you want to pass, no problem. But who have been your three most consistent Panthers?
Hey, Greg. Good to be on once again. With that question, I'd start with Darrell Nelson. He's a freshman power forward for us who's just relentless effort. And he was hurt for a while this year, so that kind of hurt our team because he's the leader. And so he's a scorer. I'm kind of undersized for power forward, but he can score over big guys, and he's a relentless rebounder. So we're getting great effort from him. The other guy I'd say would be Andre McCowan, another freshman who is just blossoming every day, getting better. Andre is like about 6 foot in as a senior in high school, and now he's 6'6", 2 years later, so he's blossoming. And then I'd throw a couple other guys. Angelo Tupper has been doing a decent job for us. Just a lot of guys working hard. There's one thing about our team. We haven't had the success that we were hoping for in terms of wins as of yet, but guys are working their tails off and continuing to come to practice and do a good job and working hard in the classroom. So we're going to keep after it and see where the chips fall. But I got a good group of young men that are working hard, and I'm having fun.
And, Tony, it's interesting you say that in that I got two emails this week, one from a person in the state of Washington, one in the state of Oregon, listens to the program, and they went out and watched an NWAC game for the first time, and they both had the same comment. Obviously, they don't know each other. They said the teams played so hard. It was unreal. And I see that every night in the NWAC. And I don't always see that in other basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about that, especially at the NBA level, where you'll see teams, you know, a lot of times coast through the first couple, three quarters or so. Not always, but sometimes. But, yeah, the guys in like are playing. They're getting after it, and coaches demand that, you know, especially in the southern region. You know, if you're out there lollygagging, sub, next guy, you know, is just that kind of – those kind of expectations, so – we're working hard, and there's some good players as well.
Tony, as I said, I forgot to ask Coach Chofka this, and I'll ask him next week, and I apologize, but I'm always fascinated with free throw shooting ever since I've been a little tyke. Are you happy with your free throw shooting this year?
No way would I say I'm happy with our free throw shooting. I think we're at about 69%. Which is not great. It's not horrible, but no, we need to shoot. We need to hit more. And then the problem with us is when we shoot well from the outside, which is rare so far this in the league season, then we shoot bad from the free throw line. You know, it's either or. So we've got to get them both clicking at the same time where we're hitting from the outside and at the free throw line. But no, we need to improve. There's no doubt about that. We've got to get better at the line.
Tony, besides the obvious of scoring more points, what's it going to take to get victory this week?
You know, we gotta play big down the stretch. You know, it's one thing to compete at the beginning of the game and in the start of the second half, you know, and at different moments. But there's going to come a time in a game where your players have to come up big. They've got to hit shots. They've got to make plays. So that's where, you know, I would say we've got to do is we've got to continue to work hard, play smart, and then come up big in crunch time.
And you know, you're so right, Tony. I was at a college team, I remain nameless, that I go to quite a bit, and there's one player that's out there all the time, way before the game, working on everything, and it shows in his play. And it's proven. You talk about it all the time on this program, the other coaches do. You got to work hard, and you just got to keep getting better.
You really do. You really do. It's there's no shortcuts about around being really good. You got to put the time in, and you know you also got to have the knack of doing it at the right time and at the right moment. And you know, if you have that, you put that effort in, you have that gene or whatever it is that helps you to make plays when the plays are needed most, then you can take this game into some real cool places, and the game can help your life in a lot of ways, you know, through education and maybe even sometimes through some professional levels.
And is it fair to say, Tony, in conclusion, that not only finishing strong and seeking a playoff spot, but also finishing strong for any team has a carryover factor during the summer and next year? That's my opinion. Not everybody agrees with it, but I do think that it builds confidence.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. You've got to do that, especially when you've got a team that's young. You know, we've got a young team where our best players or most talented players are young or freshmen. You got to finish strong. It's crucial so that, you know, you can build towards the summer. You know, you don't want to go into the off season with your tail between your legs and all that, man. That's not good. You can rebound from that if that happens, but you want to go in there strong, whether you made the playoffs, whether you won the championship or not. You want to go in there with confidence as of having played really hard your last game and hopefully have gotten a win.
Very good, Tony. Great job tonight for usual. I'll catch up with you in person soon, and thanks for being a big part of this program since day one.
All right, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, head men's coach at Portland Community College. Now let's swing over to beautiful Oregon City, Oregon, and the head men's coach there is Cliff Wagner at Clackamas Community College. 400-plus victories as a college coach, 40th year in basketball. I got to say this every time. Do I need to say anything more? Congrats on that, Cliff. And you got a big week ahead of you.
Yeah, we certainly do. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for doing the show again. And we're looking forward to entertaining Lynn Benton on Wednesday. And then we got a big ball game at home again on Saturday and a televised game with Lane. So right now we're just focused on the one tomorrow night.
Yes, and you know, you and I have talked off the air and on the air the Sunday show. Lynn Benton is a challenge for anyone in the Southern Division. They're well coached every year. They have talented players. They're capable of getting a W on any night.
Yeah, they really are, and we've been reminding our kids of that the last two practices. Lynn Benton has played people very, very tough in the league. They've had some tough losses against some of the best teams at the upper echelon of the league, and they're in there. They're fighting and scrapping every night. So if it's a ball game where they're still in the ball game down the stretch, it's going to be very tough down the end at crunch time.
You know, Cliff, I want to throw out something that our custodial staff, we call them environmental services people at the hospital, Adventist Medical Center, wanted me to tell you, with several of the people, big-time sports fans, they list the program, and they always say that Wagner guy, he not only wants to talk about his team, but he also wants to promote the NWAC and basketball, and I think that's a high compliment. Way to go. I had to get that out, but I want to get in my question that I have for everybody is that if you can pass on it if you want, as I've given every coach a chance, but if the season stopped right now, who would be your three most consistent players?
Boy, you know, I heard that question earlier on the show, and I was hoping I was going to dodge the bullet on this one, Greg, but mainly the most consistent thing about our team has been our inconsistency. So That's a tough one to answer. I would say that, you know, Joey Baldwin shows up every night in every practice and is really a good worker and quite focused. And he's been pretty much on an even keel most of the season. I think Raven Frazier is another kid who's pretty much plays on an even keel. Those are the two that really stand out. And a lot of our guys have been up and down. We've had an exceptional number of injuries, not super serious other than losing, you know, Garrett Littoral for the year, basically. But we've just had a lot of other nagging injuries that have impacted kids and kind of had people in and out of the lineup. So we haven't been as consistent as we'd like to be, but we're hoping to shore those things up these last 6-7 ball games down the stretch and grab a playoff spot and get back to the NWAC tournament. That's our focus right now.
And Cliff, you know, you talked a little bit about inconsistency. I know that turnovers are so important to you and every coach. And but you know, to grab a playoff spot, I think our listeners would like to know, what are some things in your mind that have to be done, just flat out have to be done, to grab a playoff spot?
Well, we can't drop very many more ball games, and you know, we've got some. I think we've got 4 home games and 3 road games. And so we've got to do whatever we can to, you know, get 2 out of the 3 on the road and try to get, you know, at least 3 out of 4 a sweep at home. That's what we really need to finish in the top 4. But we actually have a higher goal. We really want to get that number 2 seed and get a home playoff play-in game for the final, you know, 16 to play into the Elite 8. So we're shooting for 1 or 2 and trying to keep our focus on that and reminding the kids that is in control of our destiny. We have that in our own hands. We don't need help from anybody else to do that. So we're just going to try to do that.
Well, you know, you take them one at a time. My object of doing this program and many others with NWAC people is to get people out, so I got to tell them that Randall Hall will be rocking this week, Wednesday night, 5:30, 7:30 women, and then Saturday, 2:00 and 4:00 as a Lane women's team comes in, winning 22 straight, and then Bruce Chopka brings his team in the Challengers Cliff. But before we go, how about your free throw shooting? What's your assessment of it so far this year?
We were very low in the preseason. We really struggled, and we had some key guys that got fouled a lot that were really not having a very good start. So we continue to work on it. We talk about it. We do different drills. We shoot free throws a variety of ways. We try to get kids to focus on it and improve. And we have been better in the league. We're at 70, 71. We'd like to get up to 74, 75. That was our team goal. But we have improved. We have gotten a little better. We'll continue to work on it throughout the season. And as we all know, those are critical in these tough ball games that come down the crunch the last couple minutes. That's 75 to 80% of the scoring is going to be at the free throw line. So you got to make those free throws when they count.
You betcha. Cliff Wagner, I'll see you tomorrow night and look forward to seeing you on Saturday as well. Look forward to seeing you always. And thanks for being a great part of this program from day one and all that you do for basketball.
Thanks so much, Greg. And if you're a listener that hasn't been out to an NWAC game, get out and see an NWAC game as soon as you can. You'll love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a proven fact by many people that email me. Great comment. Get out and see an NWAC game, because if you go to one, you're going to go to many. Many, 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 many. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to make your free throws. Talk to you again next Tuesday night on the NWAC South Fast Break Show.